is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Back to keep you guys' minds boggled and troggled. You know,
troggled, yeah.
Yeah. Even if troggled. It's... Keep it interesting, you know, I like to rhyme it up. And I'm Tasia.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Real Ravina.
And this is Weird News.
Very cool. I think that one was perfect.
Yeah.
It's working.
It's working.
How are you guys doing?
I'm pretty good. You know, I have this thing. I love my dogs. I'm so sorry I talk about them, but I really love them. And I find it so fascinating how I can, like, get my dog to truly just sit and watch TV with me.
Yeah.
And she will, both of them, mostly it's the big pit bull, but she will be so intrigued with what's going on in the television to the point she'll get, like, closer and closer and closer to the TV to the point I'm not watching the TV anymore. I'm just more laughing and interested in what she's doing because her eyes, she's so locked on the TV. And me and my brother, it's usually something like dogs are on the TV. Something.
Do you guys like put dogs on the TV often? Like,
well, he likes to watch little documentary shows and stuff like that, you know? So we'll like, it'll be like How to Train Your Dog, like what different things your dog likes to do, like just what you didn't know about dogs, like how dogs truly sweat, like all those different type of
stuff. So he likes to learn about himself.
Exactly.
That's cute.
Yeah, exactly.
He we had a dog that he would like always like go crazy when he saw a dog on the TV because it's like, oh my God, there's a dog on the TV. Oh my God. So then what we did was we recorded him freaking out with dogs on the TV and we played that on the TV. And then we played him reacting to that. And by like the second layer, he was so confused because I think he could
like,
tell.
That's myself.
Like, having deja vu.
I think he
like,
recognized it to like an extent, but like a mirror. It's just like, is that a dog or is that just?
Yeah, it's very interesting how dogs play into mirrors.
Yeah.
Because even speaking of just last night, me and my brother were laughing at my dog watching TV, and then she looked at us laughing at her, but she turned around and she could only like she didn't turn around enough to see our body. She turned around enough to just see our reflections in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then so she looks. She keeps staring at us in the mirror. They like walks up to the mirror and continues to stare at us. And I'm like, we're right here.
You know what you should do? Just do that. Like record the dog like and then play that on TV and keep playing it. Eventually he's not going to be like, oh my God, dog. He's just going to be really scared. Like what's going on right now?
Yeah.
Is that me? Am I me?
She's the kind of dog though that she'll get over it.
Yeah.
If she can't take control of the situation, she'll just walk away and be like, forget it. Forget that. Like, That's annoying. That bothers me. I don't understand. Yeah. She doesn't like all the craziness. She doesn't like the confusion, put it that way. If she's confused, she's going to walk away.
Do we have a dog theme? Like, is this like a segue? That's
No, not at all.
That's okay. Well, dogs are still fun to talk about.
It's just, you know, dogs are part of the family. You got to keep everybody in the family within the family. Put it that way.
Yeah.
That could be a good segue, you know. So, speaking of staying in the family.
That was good. That was really good.
You know,
I didn't know how we were going to open this.
You like how
story.
I just spun that around for you guys? Kept your minds joggled a little bit, you know?
Joggled, yeah.
Anyway, so there's there's this family. Mind you, not just family. There's this girl, woman, who got married. And her father passed away from being murdered. Very sad. And his organs were then donated. Very normal.
Yeah, no, that's
completely normal.
From what I've heard, that happens sometimes.
Happens very, very often, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Weird part is about this story is that in Pennsylvania, this family now decided to have the man who had the organ receiver, his, I don't even know how to like put this because it's so weird. Their dad donated his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The receiver was now an older man. he had their dad's heart inside of him because he needed a heart transplant. So that family, when the girl got married, she now decided that she wanted the man with her dad's heart to come to her wedding and walk her down the aisle.
Yeah, that's really weird.
But she said it made her feel better, like her dad was there.
Is that
it
like sweet to you guys, or is it like, oh, God, that's so bizarre?
It made the family complete, is what she said. She said
okay, that, I don't know about that
on
then.
The eve of her wedding, she got to touch the other man's chest for the first time and feel her heart, her dad's heartbeat again.
I feel like it's one of those things where, like, you can say, oh, yeah, that's so sweet. But if you're really, like, being cynical about it, that's so weird. That's...
Yeah, it's definitely very weird. But only way, you know me, always got to give people a benefit of the doubt, guys. Only way it would be normal is, say, for instance, in their family, they did some type of bonding thing at night before going to bed where she hugged her dad. And they did some kind of like, oh, I hear your heartbeat.
You're digging deep. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, it has to be deep. This is her dad. This is her dad's heart walking her down the aisle inside another man's body. We got to get deep. It's bodily fluids deep.
Like, I got to get in there. Like, no, I get the whole like reaction to go that this is sweet. It's just the way I'm imagining it is like, hey, do you want to like live with us? I mean, you're not my dad, but it feels like a dad thing. Like,
no,
it feels like a line. It's just, it just keeps going. I don't know. I'm being cynical. I should say, oh no, that's sweet. She wants her dad to be there. It's, I get it, the whole symbolic thing. But
yeah, it's
this guy, he just like, my life is saved. I really should probably go to this wedding. I owe it.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. I do believe a line has been crossed, especially because of the fact that. It's already in a different guy's body, you know.
It's not your dad, and that's not going to bring your dad back.
Exactly.
As mean as it sounds. And I feel like if that was me, I would want to have my uncle walk me down the... I would rather have my dad's real brother, somebody I grew up with my whole life.
Someone in my family.
Like, I don't know why. I feel like after hearing your thing, now I'm on the side of that was sweet and symbolic. I don't know if I'm just like...
You're like, nah.
Just arguing for the sake of arguing, but like
mm-hmm. you're not down for the uncle's walking.
I don't know.
Maybe
a special connection with that. I think I'm just arguing to argue.
Imagine how your uncle would feel. Like, he raised you, grew up with you, played with you as a child, and now you're having some stranger walk you down the aisle.
Right?
And
you lost your dad. It's not just a stranger, right?
I did a
whole 180.
He doesn't know you at all. All they've had in contact with each other, mind you, is they've had some. Letters back and forth, some phone calls back and forth, but they've never met until the day before her wedding. They literally never met face to face till the day before her wedding, and she put her hand on his chest and was so happy to hear her dad's heartbeat. That's why, with her being so overjoyed with feeling her dad's heartbeat again, they've had to have some type of relationship together as her growing up, that they do some type of thing where they touch each other's heartbeats and be like, I love you, you're in my heart, type of thing. They had to. It's just too weird for her to be like, okay, you have my dad's heart. You and your wife are now invited to my wedding, and you have to come. They flew all the way, what was it, like Pittsburgh to like, it was far. They did not come from,
well, no,
they were like New
the
Jersey
sweet.
To
yeah,
Pennsylvania.
They probably felt like they owed it to the family. So if I got somebody's heart and they asked me to be a part of their special day, of course, in a heartbeat. Okay,
in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, I would
no
be there
intended.
To support them because thanks to them, I'm alive, right? And I'm
true.
Healthy.
True.
But, however, if they asked me to walk them down the aisle, I would be like, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I don't really know them. But I appreciate the fact that they wanted the family to all meet him.
I think,
feel like the wedding was the place to do that.
That's see, that's where I disagree. Where, like, I totally get, like, you have this obligation to go see them now.
Yeah.
And that person's heart saves your life, and that girl lost her father, the guy who's helped save your life. If she wants you to do something, even if it's like, oh, okay, just do it, you know. But the thing that really makes me go, now this is weird, is just imagining somebody that you've never met just, like, grabs you, hugs you really hard, listens to the heartbeat, and is like, just like my dad, like, at that point, I would feel like really.
It's a lot
of
pressure.
Yeah, that's even, or if not even just pressure, just like, oh gosh, I'm in a situation that I don't belong in right now. I'm She thinks I'm her dad.
Yeah, just in the pictures, when you see the man's face, he looks happy, but at the same time, it's like an awkward smile. Like, oh my God, she's touching me. Like, she's feeling my heartbeat. This is weird.
Like, how do you get compared to
that
being
feel
someone's
like an
father?
Smile. Yeah. That feels like a gracious, like, oh, this. I feel like we're like the
we're
only
bonding.
Ones on this side of the fence that are like, oh, yeah, no, dumb, weird.
Only, yeah, well, it's weird also because I look at it as, is the man who now has the heart, is he going to be able to now really believe and live and it be his heart?
Yeah,
I don't want you knocking on my door every day trying to touch my chest.
Oh, so you're like worried that she's going to like keep asking him to do something.
That's a good point.
This is getting a little out of hand.
Yeah.
I walked you down the aisle.
She's going to keep asking him as a person, you know, when people
just
feel
different.
Maybe
when she has kids one day that she'll be like, this is your other grandpa.
Yeah.
Oh well, God. You don't know if
you,
he
you
walked
guys
you down
aren't
the aisle.
Joking
that's a
right
really
now,
big
but that's
deal.
Fine because that's really like hilarious.
Yeah, she's,
no, we're serious.
Ravina's
there's
right.
No way that's gonna be a thing.
No, Ravina is correct because the simple fact that this man walked her down the aisle—that's your wedding. This is now the first real open door into your future with your husband. You guys have kids. Your kids are gonna see these pictures. Who was this man that walked you down? Is this grandpa? Is this grandpa? That's what they're going to ask. So,
like,
what do
and
you
then
say?
Be like, it's a part of grandpa.
Grandpa was there in beat, you know, like in spirit, in, you know, in motion. But
I'm like blown away that you guys are like not joking right now.
I'm
like,
so serious.
Like, it sounds like a joke, but your faces are so like, no, so concerned.
I'm so concerned.
Also,
this.
Like, another point was that. Another point that they wanted to make was, and I quote, and just because we get to share this story with other people and, you know, other people see that organ donors do matter, end quote.
That's good, yeah.
So we didn't talk about
this, though.
It's just to
show maybe
awareness that the organ donor,
this was to show, like, the part you can play in somebody else's life by donating an organ.
By, like, receiving an organ.
Like, by her dad doing that, like, it gave this person another second chance at life and then a chance for that person to be a part of her new life as she's getting married.
I guess to say thank you in, like, the ultimate way to say thank you.
But this is her being very gracious, too.
Yeah. No, I'm not reading too much into it. Or, like, I think if I'm, like, trying to be silly about it, it's her saying, oh, that's my new dad now. But no, realistically, it's just wanted her dad to be there. It's a symbolic thing. Weddings are symbolic. Everything about this is just nice, sweet, symbolic. Good.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of, you know, weirdness all around. But we're definitely going to have to cut it to a commercial break. So we'll be right back.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Ready to rumble or what?
And this is Weird News, and we are back. I'm Tasia.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Real Ravina.
You're the one real, like.
She's the real.
It feels so out of place, like the black sheep. Like, there's name. I'm nickname with name. I like it, though. No, that's
ha,
me.
Ha, ha, ha. So funny, Jordan.
I'm sorry. I'm saying it in, like, a complimentary way.
I don't know why that made me laugh so
I'm working
much.
Out my own, like, real Jordan kind of thing. Like,
yeah, let's get ready to rumble, like Ravina said, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get that?
I got that, girl.
Oh, my goodness, guys.
Got
excuse
you.
Me.
I got you. So for anybody that knows Tasia, you know me.
Yeah.
I have a fascination with eyes.
It's been great.
I like eyes. I like colored eyes. I like stuff.
You better not look at my husband's then because he's got like blue green eyes.
your husband's eyes are pretty amazing. I would like to take them out of his head and put them in mine. Because, like, my eyes are like a golden hazelish.
Your eyes are nice. Sit down. Stay sitting.
We've all got such great eyes.
Mine are just like a boring brown. Boring brown.
But have you guys heard that having colored eyes is technically a mutation within your genes?
Yeah.
Is that a bad thing?
In my opinion, I think it's a good thing. And in this boy's personal, like, life, it must be an amazing thing. Because there has been found that this boy in China has night vision. He literally is like the Siamese cat. His eyes, that's what they look like.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. You're right.
He literally
has
neon
eyes. I'm just looking at the picture right now, and this is pretty crazy.
He's able to fill out questionnaires in a pitch black room when they were doing tests on him, and he looks terrifying.
Yeah. Well, he looks only terrifying, like Jordan says, because of the fact that he has the eyes that resemble a cat.
No, yeah, he's probably not like a bad kid.
Yeah, so when you look at him, it's just like, whoa, like, you know, like that ghost effect.
Or those crazy contact lenses you were able to get that just made people look bizarre for album covers.
Yeah, because they're a bit different than blue. They're fluorescent, put it that way. They're like very, like, when you shine your light over your cat or dog's eyes, that fluorescent color, that greenish light.
Yeah, that glow.
That glow. He got that glow. Ooh, I love that. I wish I had that glow.
I wish I had his eyes, though.
Would you be, like, okay with having, like, freaky eyes, like, where people go, oh, my God, look at her eyes, if you could see perfectly in darkness?
Yes. I would be okay with that.
I'm somebody that really likes to keep the room really dark so I can sleep late, or, you know, just so the light doesn't hit in the blinds, you know?
But when he closes his eyes, does he still see light then? Does he not see the black?
No, no. Because
can he see through his eyelids?
No, he can't. I don't think so.
No.
I definitely, I highly doubt it, Ravina. Yeah. I highly doubt that he can see through.
That's just not how eyelids work.
Okay, close your eyes for a second, right? You see darkness when you close your eyes. But what if he sees the inside of his eyelids since he has night vision?
Ravina, like,
but that's still him seeing through things. And
okay, yeah, no, but okay, reported. Maybe he won't
I
want
to explain
it,
to you how like this but works.
Maybe
so bad,
no. Okay, close your eyes. Right when you're looking through your eyelid,
we're all
okay. Maybe
eyes.
He's not
when
looking.
We're looking through our eyes.
Okay,
we're closing our eyes.
Okay,
you look
sorry,
great
not,
when my eyes are closed, Ravina.
Not closing. You guys got me all frazzled. I was just trying to say when he closes his eyes, he probably sees the red in the inside of his eyelid, not outside, right? So how does he see darkness when he tries to sleep? Does he have sleep apnea?
I mean, I understand what you're talking about.
Wait, what do you mean does he have sleep apnea?
No, I meant
she's just saying.
Oh, okay,
she's
insomnia.
She's just pretty much saying since he can see in the dark when he closes his eyes anyways, is it, like, still, in a sense, the same perception that he would see when he's in the dark?
But then he would still be, like, seeing through things.
That's what we're trying to say. Like, he can't see through it. He can't see, like,
no, but he can see, like, you know when you see black when you close your eyes? He probably sees red, because if you lift up your eyelid, it's red underneath. That's what I'm saying.
But he's not colorblind or anything. It's just a simple fact that he can see when the lights are off.
Like, I know what you're trying to say.
Sure, you guys do.
No,
I
like
really do.
Eyes,
like, I'm just
vision,
trying to, like...
Yeah, like, no color is changing within his eyes other than the fact that he can see when it's dark outside.
Okay, question number two. Mm-hmm. Do cats have night vision then?
Yes.
Since they have fluorescent eyes.
Yeah, night vision cats.
Yeah. Just
they
like,
actually do?
Yeah.
Well, this is what... This
okay,
is what
I'm going to stop talking now because
this
I need to go pick
this
up
is what
book.
It said. The documentary said that dogs are only able to see in like three colors, like three base colors, like red,
yeah,
yellow,
yeah, they just
and
have like a different perception. Like our green is their mm-hmm. rainbow.
Yeah,
they're,
so they're, dogs they're don't rainbow. See how humans see.
No, they don't. They also don't see in black and white. They see
oh
in
my
color.
God, we blew your mind today,
right? I know.
So my dog doesn't see me every day. Like how I look. He sees me looking red, blue, and green.
Yeah, he just doesn't see. No, he doesn't.
No,
see
not
red,
necessarily
blue,
like
green.
That. He only necessarily sees those three primary colors.
So imagine
on their
like
plane.
If that red for you, your microphone red. Was my blue. That's your dog. He just sees things through a different mm-hmm. like spectrum.
And then like the things around us, like instead of seeing gray, he might just see black. It's not like there's no perception of all the color that's there for them.
Oh, it's fine, Ravina. He can smell really a lot better than you can. It balances out.
So that's why they're able to see in the dark, because their perception is different.
So my dog's like an alien then, right? He can see different colors. I'm really weirded out by this. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Don't tell her about colorblind
people.
So
for this little boy, he doesn't see through things or necessarily. He just has that different perception. So that makes me think, is he colorblind in a sense, in ways? Like, does he see purple as red, or, you know, I don't know what they see purple as, but just not the right color, put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would think so. I would think that there would have to be some type of something genetically wrong with his eyes in some way, something medically wrong, because this is not normal. He can see in the dark.
Well, some people are saying that the video is a hoax, and a lot of people are saying that it doesn't necessarily mean that he has like cat-like night vision, because the cells for that, like, we just can't develop them, but he has particularly good vision in the dark, you know, like,
but they said,
so he's not cat boy. He's just,
but he answered the questionnaire in the dark. To me, black writing in the dark looks black. I mean, but actually I could see a white paper, but I might not be able to see exactly all it says on it.
Well, yeah, he just might be particularly like, oh, I can see this easier than you guys can, because my eyes are weird, but I can't, I'm not cat guy, you know? But a lot of people are also saying it's possible it could just be a hoax. We don't know. The truth about this boy is amazing. So.
Yeah, some people, that's interesting, because the one who reported acts like, oh, yeah, I visited him like 3 years ago. It was real. I went to this, you know, little village in China, and then to a name I particularly cannot pronounce. But yeah, and then they show like different pictures, like different still pictures of this boy's eyes just glaring. So it makes you wonder, is it real? Because if it is, I like to have his eyes.
Oh, me too. Yeah,
for sure.
I would take weird looking eyes over ability to fill out questionnaires in the dark.
Definitely.
We're going to have to get to a commercial break, though, right now. When we come back, we'll be finishing up by talking about, God, I don't know. Something fun. Trust us.
Something weird for sure.
We'll see you guys soon.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
How's it going? welcome back. We just talked about a night vision cat boy and explained how eyes kind of work, kind of. And now we are going to be talking about the mother who is very mad. So mad she's gone Sue happy with S air flight.
Sue happy.
Sue happy. You've never heard of it? Like trigger
no,
happy?
But less never dangerous. Heard of it.
I understand what you're saying by like she's suing people. Is that what you're trying to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, yeah.
But I never heard that before, no.
Really?
Really.
You know, you just attach two words together and just hope it makes sense, really. So she's suing an airline because they brought her back. Her son was on a flight to come see her. When they brought her back, though, the son was in a completely different city, and she got a different kid, much like that movie Changeling.
Yeah. So what happened? Yeah. So exactly.
That's scary.
What happened was she
like that movie Changeling.
Put her son on, like her son got onto a flight, went somewhere, and whatever boy they presented her with when she went to go pick up her son from the airport at his supposed to be destination, they presented her with a different boy.
I would have lost my mind if that was my child. Because you pay, depending on what airline, over $100 extra to have an air stewardess
escort your child.
Yeah, and tend to your child throughout the whole flight too.
Yeah, make sure they're okay, what's going on. I would be so scared. I would go ape crazy.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids right now, but I would go you know.
It's like if somebody bought me back the wrong dog.
And you could have a kid. I mean, what if you're waiting at an airport to pick up a boyfriend? All of a sudden, they just brought a little child instead, and the boyfriend's in a different city.
Imagine losing your dog on an airline. Have you guys heard of that story?
No.
Where, because I was, when I went to visit Canada, I really wanted to take my dog up to the mountains and have him explore in the snow and whatnot. But my dad told me not to because there was this case similar to this. Like, the dog was, they were trying to transport him onto the exchange flight because they had a turnaround or something like that. And the dog got off, somebody let the cage open and he ran off.
Uh-oh.
And the dog never made it home and no one ever found him.
I'm so sorry to hear
that's
that.
That's sad. Honestly speaking, I don't think airlines take very good care of your dogs. I feel like they would just like throw their kennels around and stuff. Like, yeah. My dog would definitely be a carry-on with me.
Yeah?
100% sure.
What happened here? No, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like, I was going to say, no one's going to take any kind of accountability for my dog. It's my, like, that's like my child.
Yeah.
Just like in this sense with this woman, that's her child.
Actual child. Yeah. That's, yeah.
And imagine how she, in that moment, would have felt that she failed as a parent.
She felt that her kid was kidnapped, and it took them at least 3 hours for her to even get in contact and speak with her child. So she thought the child was gone.
Like, my nephew gets upset when his mom is not on time to pick him up from preschool. Imagine the terror that this kid is actually going through.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
God, nephews and
preschool. They don't report exactly how old the child is, right?
He looks pretty young in the picture, like under
10.
Yeah, he's possibly 7. He's a little 10-year-old, and he's 5 years old. So,
oh,
so this
my
is
God.
He's 5, and this happened with JetBlue Airways.
Yeah,
so
New
she
York.
Was waiting, and she's waiting for this kid. All of a sudden, she gets the news that the kid is actually 215 miles away from his actual destination. And I guess the wrong kid came there, too. So, I mean, that's a double lawsuit, right? I mean,
yeah, that would be so much going wrong on so many ends. Like, even the person who isn't in this claim, like the parent of the kid that she got, imagine how they're feeling as well. And then did they receive her kid? You know, and then how did our kids get cross paths? So, like,
what if they just
the
like just
gates?
Kept them, like where they just get these kids and then I get the other kid and they're like, oh, it's fine. It's around the same age.
And the kid doesn't know any better either, right? Because they don't know what the difference is, how long a flight is. They're probably like terrified. I get scared of flying and I'm 21. I do not want to be on a plane alone without a family member. And I wouldn't even know, to be honest, if the plane was going in the wrong direction.
Oh,
so how
I
is he
know
supposed
anything.
To know?
It's hard enough to know exactly, like you said. I'm 23 years old, and it's hard enough to know which gate to go to and exactly, you know, everything's numbered. Okay, we're not stupid, but it's not easy to find how everything exactly. It gets complicated. It's not easy to find where everything is in the airport, which gate is here, you know, where the baggage claim is, where everything is. Like, did he have a connecting flight? How did he get to that connecting flight? So it's like, did these kids just get mixed up on this connecting? Like, what happened? Even the airline themselves cannot say how this happened. It's like, are they just asking the kid, what were you doing? Where were you? Like, why did you end up here? And then what's baffling is everybody's information gets checked when they get on the plane.
Yeah, no.
You check my ticket. So did these kids just get on the wrong flight?
But they don't necessarily check your passport and photo ID before you get on the plane again. Like when you're taking a domestic flight within the United States, like, and you've already checked in and you've showed your passport at the beginning, right before you're going to board the plane, you can get on with just a boarding
pass. I think they have different protocol for a 5-year-old, though.
Yeah, but because regardless, right before you get on that plane again, like when they call, like you're in boarding, like, oh, first people who board, second people who board, like they board the plane in whatever order they decide. You still have to go and give your ticket. They might not have to show your ID, but at least your ticket to the woman or the person, you know, before you get on the plane. You just have to show that you're supposed to be on this plane. So why? Because I've had that happen. Like, you know, I had an earlier flight. I had to get a different ticket, whatever. Situations changed. So I don't understand. How did these kids even get on the wrong flights?
You know, I guess they just saw two kids and they thought, well, that's, you know, that might be that kid. That might be that kid. I don't know. You know,
that right there might just be some profiling, because it's like, did you just say these two kids just looked alike just because? And just like, oh, well,
I was just thinking that, too.
So that's the 5-year-old, you know, another 5-year-old by themselves. That should be the one.
Yeah, just thinking like, oh, the 2 5-year-olds, that doesn't matter. One of them
supposed to be with over here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I think bizarre. So. Hopefully, though. Well, no. Honestly, I was going to say, hopefully they, you know, ended up in the same place. But no, that didn't even happen because he was really far away from his destination, right?
Yeah, no, he was miles away.
See, like, literally, again, how did he get on away? The other flight?
Well, nobody clearly double checked for that matter. Or maybe they didn't even check thoroughly the first time at all.
Yeah, JetBlue needs to get it together with checking it. Well, I've taken, you know, Southwest or American Airlines other things recently. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken JetBlue in a while, so maybe they don't recheck their tickets before
I've
people get
taken
on their
JetBlue.
Plane.
I've never heard of them. Is it just like a charter airline throughout the U.S. or in California?
We can get into like the JetBlue.
Yeah, I don't know how domestic they are. Within not sure. International. I just know that they're not that. It's like Delta. It's like Delta, like JetBlue Delta. Like it's not a big airline though. I don't think.
Yeah.
Don't think it's like it's not definitely not like Southwest or like American or like United. It's not that big because, you know, I don't think United would allow themselves to have this kind of problems with not rechecking the tickets.
But I totally support this mother and her lawsuit, and I would go after JetBlue too if I was her.
She, as you should.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this brings us to the end of our podcast.
Oh, already?
Yes, already.
Today is definitely been a learning experience for me in terms of JetBlue and being colorblind and seeing through and how my poor dog sees at night. Oh, I gotta go home and get him some treats, guys.
So many different things. It's really cool when you can like talk about things that are weird but also learn something new. Always learning something new.
Yeah.
I feel like if you learn about things through weird news, you need to pick up a book.
But like we said, always keep your mind joggled and troggled.
Is that your new sign off now? Is
joggled
that,
and troggled.
Joggled and troggled.
That wait sounds, till next week
that
to see the
that sounds
pretty
dirty.
Yours.
Troggled. And you can also hear more of us on Weird News at gsmcpodcast.com as well as iTunes, Stitchers,
Google Play. Like us on Facebook.
Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter. Yes. Yes.
They're like high-fiving each other. So please.
Yes. Gotta get that.
I'm just jealous.
Rhythm in.
Well, that brings us to a conclusion of another show. It was really fun talking to y'all and learning about everything. And we're all really.
See you next time. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Weird News. Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.